toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Phones are loaded up. We need to go right into the phone calls, and we'll go international first to Switzerland and Todd. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Todd?
Good morning to how you guys doing tonight.
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I also wanted to back up Mark a bit because I don't know if I even have as a limited a view of government as Mark does, but I'm very sympathetic to the idea that some structure such as the Bill of Rights and the assigning of division of powers which can check one another is required to have a society that functions and doesn't fall apart into chaos. I just don't see how. I'm not talking about, you know, any particular level of enforcement or, you know, large police forces, small police forces. No, I'm just saying that some structure is inherently necessary.
Well, the market creates its own structure. I mean, how do you think that those thousands of products make it from their manufacturers to the grocery store? I mean, there's plenty of structure there. It's just not as something you can write down on a piece of paper.
Looks like we lost him.
On that topic, I'm sure Mark has a response. I just wanted to mention, a lot of times people don't really articulate the distinction that is made between let's say we make the argument that the market provides for cereals and soap and shoes and all these things that help protect us against the forces of nature and help keep us alive.
Okay.
And certainly, if that can do a better job than top-down government deciding what places and what options and what choices for us to have, as the Soviets have shown doesn't work and as the government shows over and over here, certainly we could apply that to the provision of defense.
Apparently we're radicals for suggesting that, though.
Well, here you go. Now, maybe, and Mark can address this a little bit. I don't know if he'll do it himself or hypothetically in somebody else's thoughts, but they say, well, you know, there's a distinction there. Oh, really? What's the distinction? Well, we would say, look, police services are still a service. Yes, but the service is being provided not against just forces outside in nature, but against other people who are their own actors. So it's not the vicissitudes of life per se in nature that we all encounter together, but it's directed force, and therefore there's a distinction between the provision of the police force and the provision of other services, which are things that we need in everyday life. What do you think about that, Mark?
I'm completely baffled by this conversation, quite honestly. You know, I believe that we need a government because there is a void that will be created by not having one, and someone will step in. I believe we will have a government, so let's create it. Rather than the possibility, maybe it's true. I'm just not willing to go put Western civilization on the table and roll the dice and see whether or not we can have a society that works without a centralized national government. I'm not willing to do that. And I also think...
Well, the Western civilization you love so much was created by people in search of profit, not by those in search of power.
It's a great point.
Some people would say that the only reason that those people were able to profit was because of the governments that were based on natural rights that allowed them to be protected than their private property.
I just think that a smaller government will work, and more importantly, that people can see it. You can show day after day, week after week. This show wouldn't survive without all kinds of government abuses. We report on a new one every night. It's not like we've ever recycled one single story ever about a government abuse. The government is abusing its citizens every single day. I'm with you on that.
You're saying you want the government to stick around so we can have a radio show, Mark? There'd be all kinds of things to talk about. We could talk about relationship issues. We could talk about consumer issues. There'd be other things to
discuss.
I'm
not even suggesting that for a moment. What I'm saying is that we need a government. Otherwise, there's going to be problems. That's all. People see government as legitimate, and let's not
because they've all been brainwashed by the government.
Let's not make ourselves look crazy by talking about not having one. Let's just talk about
first they
where
laugh
we can get
you,
rid of pieces.
Then they fight you. Mm-hmm. Then you win. It's well, accepted as self-evident. We're in a laughing at you phase at this point. You're laughing at me and guard because we see things a little bit differently.
And you know, fortunately for you guys, I'm here to legitimize you people. And, you know, talk about small government.
It's actually more fortunate for us, for you, that we're here to make you look more legitimate, because if it weren't for us, you'd look like a crazy man with your small government rantings.
That much is probably true. You do make me look much saner, and both of you are superior broadcasters.
Let's go to the phones. We got to go to Johnson in Connecticut on the AMP line. Hello, Johnson.
So I hear you're still talking about this property rights conversation.
Yeah, I didn't start it.
You could just shoot
some
me now.
Some caller called in and got a crack on it.
I'm glad I got to be here tonight. This is good.
I sort of had another thought on it. And, I thought somebody had written an email, and I don't know if you read it. It was an email from
doesn't matter.
Josh okay. K. And he wrote, he's actually a doctorate, or a doctor student at Harvard who was writing us and got into philosophy, Ian's philosophy being sans metaphysics versus Mark needing metaphysics and
what
beliefs.
What is that?
Metaphysics is sort of an area that is beyond physics, so it's like sort of beyond reality. A lot of philosophies,
like auras and crystals, that sort
kind of
thing?
Stuff like that, but more it's philosophies that heavily utilize the concept of ideas rather than reality and things based on reality.
Things that exist outside of physics.
Yeah. And, one of the things I thought was interesting in relation to that, after sort of reading that, I kind of came down to the thought that, hey, you know, that's really true. This entire argument that Mark has about this sort of catch-22 and hypocrisy is really based on only the belief. It's not really based in reality. First of all, the situation in and of itself is ridiculous. But second of all,
it is not ridiculous, Johnson. Communists exist here in America. They've taken over. In case you didn't know,
they don't really not believe in property. That's kind of ridiculous because they own property and they control it. And they covet it.
First of all, a lie. Second of all, if we were in this libertarian society socialist who doesn't believe in property rights to suddenly spring up out of the blue, is again ridiculous.
No, it's not, Johnson.
Yes, it is.
I mean, people burn flags here in America. I mean,
right.
There's all kinds of socialists
that show up
everywhere.
It's not ridiculous that socialists would exist. It's ridiculous that they would be anywhere near a true free market society that respects private property rights if they were somewhat sane.
Right. Malcontents pop up everywhere. You're living proof.
Right. Okay. But here's the thing, and exactly this is it. If this person were to spring up suddenly and spontaneously in this midst of this libertarian society, the point that needs to be made is that when you think about it in relation to just reality and just the facts, and you sort of disregard the whole metaphysical beliefs of the thing, when it comes down to it, who's doing the aggression? Who's aggressing? Who's the one who is initiating force and initiating violence in your little scenario, your little idea?
It's the socialist.
It would depend on the point of view of...
depend on the point of view, Mark.
Initiation is absolutely positively subjective, Johnson.
No, it's not.
No, it's not, because if someone has staked a claim on property, they have done that. That action has been taken, and period. And that happened first. That is the first factual action. And then someone else moves onto that property. That is the second fact-based action. It's completely does without disregard to any belief. That is what happened.
I know that it shatters your belief system. This whole free market, the free marketeer system,
is not the ability to be able to sit
on a sanctimonious high horse and talk down to everybody. But that is in fact the case.
No,
it is subjective.
Mark,
initiation of force is subjective.
Your whole idea is dependent upon beliefs. When you take away the metaphysics and you take away the beliefs of the thing, when it comes down to pure facts, and actually what actions are taken in order of...
One person does something, the other person does something, the other person does something. You know,
either you agree that they're initiating force or you disagree with it, Mark.
I agree they're initiating force.
Well, then that's it, then. They're initiating force.
It's not my belief that matters.
The question, I think he's saying, the question is, what if they don't think they are?
Well, they're going to find out they're wrong.
Right.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-422-0488. That's 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control. Toll free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line.
That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. Archives are there, an entire year's worth of the show. Front page of the website. For your downloading convenience, go grab them up. They're on us. That's freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Just to elaborate a little bit more on what Johnson was saying a few moments ago, and we'll continue with the phone calls here because they are loaded up.
Right.
But just to elaborate a little bit more, we're talking about, you know, once again, this society, this free market society. What happens when this theoretical communist comes in who theoretically doesn't believe in property rights? Doesn't that invalidate your voluntary society, blah, blah, blah? Well, again, we're not really operating in the real world. And this is typical, Mark. Your objections are typical of what free marketeers tend to get from people. And that is that in order to make what sounds like a salient objection to our philosophy, you must go to the ultimate extreme. And in this case, you're going to the extreme of pure fantasy. Because to say that...
I can't go to anything but pure fantasy. It doesn't exist in the real world, Ian.
The communist you're talking about doesn't exist in the real world. You're saying that if a communist comes into this free marketplace and starts stealing things from people because he doesn't respect property, that makes it so that our viewpoint about voluntarism is invalid because he hasn't volunteered into the belief that property exists in the first place, and so on and so forth.
And your self-governing self-governing aspect of voluntarism requires you to govern that person who's trying to steal from you, and therefore makes you as bad as any other form of government that's come along.
And you're wrong, because there's nothing
as invalid.
There's nothing invalid. You agree with the philosophy that that property exists, and the fact that property exists, and there's nothing invalid about defending your property from theft or fraud or force or whatever from somebody else. Now, look at the real world, okay? If this let's expand the viewpoint here a little bit from your scenario and imagine this communist person coming into the free market society. Remember, if this person really, as you say he does, doesn't believe in any property, the first place he goes might be to get some food, because whether or not he believes in property isn't going to negate the fact that he's going to get hungry at
maybe
a certain point.
Maybe he packs sandwiches from Commie Land.
Well, he hasn't packed enough to sustain him for an entire year, okay? So eventually he's going to come around to some sort of shop where, sandwich shop or something like that, and he's going to see a cookie up there on the counter and grab it and start eating. And that shop owner's going to, say something to him about that, like, pay me something because that's my cookie until you owe me money. And he's going to say, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. This is everyone's cookie. It's the community cookie, and now it's in my belly, so what are you going to do about it? Immediately, as soon as he steps into this free market society, he's going to run up against people with a very, very different belief system, and they are going to do everything they can to put a stop to this guy. I mean, it's total fantasy to believe this person even could exist and get along in life for longer than 5 to 10 minutes without being opposed by the vast majority of people, the 99% of people, that do believe that they've created things with their own efforts and that they do control them and do own them. So the idea that this man or woman would even be able to interact with people is even a fantasy. It's just not realistic. And Johnson sent me an IM during the break, as he points out, even a sociopathic killer can believe that he's not killing. So just because, the commie doesn't necessarily believe in property, which we all know isn't true, they must believe in property to some extent, but even if it were theoretically true, it doesn't invalidate that. If a psychopath kills people because he believes it's the right thing to do, that doesn't invalidate someone's belief system that killing is wrong.
Look,
so that's where I wanted to go with that.
You can claim that free marketeerism, voluntarism, is better, but you can't claim that it is morally without stain, because the fact is you have to govern something. Owning property is governing that stuff, and when somebody comes along who doesn't respect, for whatever reason, your claim on that property, and you have to govern it, then you are becoming the government.
Yeah.
You are then aggressive. As far as they
That's
are concerned, aggressive on them.
They're crazy,
I would
Mark.
Disagree.
They're wrong.
Yeah, I would disagree. As far as it goes, you are not aggressing against them.
in the definition of it, their opinion is that you are aggressing against them, definitionally you are not.
That's correct.
You are defending against them. They might think that you don't have the right to defend, but as far as the definitions of it go, I believe that a pretty strong case can be made that if you are defending your property, which is, of course, necessary for the defense of your life, then you are being defensive in nature. His initiation of force is what you are defending, that which you are defending against.
I see. I agree from your point of from the point of view of the person defending the property, the property owner. Yes, absolutely true. You're defending against some nut job that wants to come in and take
and
your stuff.
And there's nothing immoral about that.
I'm not saying it's immoral. I'm saying it becomes illegitimate when the person doesn't agree with your system.
What's illegitimate is your point, because this person is a madman. It doesn't matter what they if they do or dis or do not disagree. If they don't agree, then they just simply are they're essentially going against reality, Mark, and that doesn't invalidate the rest of us that live in the real world where we can defend the property that we own and we don't have to have any moral qualms about that because it's the right thing to do. Let's continue with the phone calls. Talk to Chris in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Chris, what's on your mind? Chris in Indianapolis going once. Chris going twice. Do we have Ron in Louisiana? Ron in Louisiana going once?
Yes, you do have him.
Hello, Ron. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to try to get us back to reality.
Thank goodness.
I've been... one of my great-grandfathers signed the Declaration of Independence, Oliver Wolcott, and he and the rest of the boys had no concept that the enemy would take over our government and turn it into this fiasco we have today. It wasn't that they set up a faulty system. It wasn't perfect, but it was a very good system, but we have to try to get back to the system. I don't think we ever will. But at any rate, I wanted to also cover the fact John Kennedy, which I was not a fan of. In fact, I've been around a long time. I was around when Hitler was doing his thing. Mm. And, of course, we're following his plan over here in the United States. It didn't die over there just like communism didn't. It was just transferred to our country, and we're being overcome by this fascist form of government. But anyway, Kennedy was killed for three reasons. One, he had vowed to get rid of the CIA, and they weren't about to let that happen. Number two, he was going to get us out of Vietnam. You see, many people haven't really studied their history. They don't know what really went on there. Well, he was going to get us out of Vietnam, and they didn't want that, people that are running the world. And number three, very important, he had already started extracting us from the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is a consortium of international bankers who create money out of thin air and loan it to us at compound interest.
Oh, yeah, so we're very familiar with them.
Okay, so he had already, I don't know how old you are, but were you around in 63 or old enough to know what was going on?
Not one of us, no.
Well, in 63, he issued two currency notes, which were not Federal Reserve notes.
That's right.
It was the beginning of doing away with the Federal
Reserve. Now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the spot. Sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct Consumer Movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com, the place to go. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by head over to Shrine.FreeTalkLive.com. That is Shrine.FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you know if your hard-earned wealth is at risk? If you own a business, there's a 1 in 3 chance you'll be named in a lawsuit in the next year. That lawsuit could destroy your business and leave you penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they are experts in sheltering what you've earned. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. KeepYourAssets.net.
Some technical difficulties back at the studio resulted in our last caller being unceremoniously interrupted, so I want to bring him back. It's Ron in Louisiana. Ron, could you please recap where you were at and then continue?
Well, I was going over the fact that Kennedy had, before he got shot, was getting us out of the Federal Reserve System. He had already started printing money, which the Federal Reserve does, and which our government is supposed to be doing. He printed a $5 note, which is a red seal note, and also a $2 note. If you've never seen them, you could probably go to a coin shop and you could see some examples of this.
Interesting. I was not aware of that. I've heard, obviously everyone's heard a variety of things about why Kennedy was shot, but in that case, do you feel like Ron Paul is in jeopardy?
Well, I know this. It's going to be difficult to elect him. But if he does get elected, then he'd be very much in jeopardy because he's going to want to do the right thing. and they're not going to want him to do it.
Why wouldn't they preempt it? Why? I mean, we've had Gene, the Christian anarchist, called in last week to suggest that he thought that something unfortunate would be happening to Ron Paul before he could even possibly even win the primary. Do you feel like they might preempt the opportunity for him to even become the nominee?
I really don't think that they'll pull anything unless he gets extremely strong. You know what I mean? If he starts gaining a lot of strength.
He's gaining. He's already in third place as far as finances are concerned, as far as fundraising is concerned.
That's
his internet popularity is tremendous.
But they're still not giving him a lot of airtime or anything. You know, they're still kind of ignoring him. And he has to have that in order to be a viable candidate. And I like him. I wish it would be nice if he were. He's a real statesman.
Well, we'll
By
do
the
whatever
way,
we can to help him out with that. And, Ron, thanks for the call. Appreciate
it.
800-259-9231. Got lots of calls, short amount of time. Got to get to him. But you know what? It may be kind of like in Star Wars, you know, where if you strike down Obi-Wan Kenobi, he just gets more powerful. As far as you strike down Ron Paul or Free Talk Live or whoever else is the few mouthpieces of liberty out there, it will just hopefully encourage others to stand up and do the same. Well, let's continue with the phone calls. Go to Francisco in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live, Francisco.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going on a trip tomorrow, vacation for a month.
Nice.
I'm going to have to go through the TSA.
Oh, boy.
And I bought my Bill of Rights Security Edition.
Excellent, which is, for those that don't know, it is a metal version of the Bill of Rights. I don't know, a little bit larger than a business card, I would say. It's made out of some sort of metal, and it's sharp on the edges and could be used as a dangerous weapon. Anyway, the idea with that is you carry it with you when you get on an airplane, maybe in your front shirt pocket or something like that, and when they wand you down or you go through the metal detector and they wand you because you'll inevitably beep, then they have to take away your Bill of Rights from you because it's a metal object. So that's what you're going to do?
Yes. I also have one question. Because I am a minor, would you guys suggest I try the flying without showing ID thing?
I've done it as an adult, and it works fine. If you go up to the ticketing agent and you tell that person you don't have ID to show them, they will simply mark your ticket with these super secret search letters, and then you'll get the secondary screening, and that's all.
Francisco, what do you think you'll accomplish by flying without an ID?
I'm not sure. It just makes me feel better.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. We have a listener, Sam, who does this every time, and I'm not sure what it accomplishes. It seems like maybe a more effective protest would be to, just print out a sheet of paper on Word that, you know, outlines the Fourth Amendment and put it on top of, whatever carry-on luggage you're carrying or something like that, rather than, going without the ID.
Sort of, you can make a more visual statement.
I don't know. I think going without the ID can kind of shock the bureaucrats.
Why?
If they haven't come across someone before that doesn't have an ID.
Right, and probably not. I'm hoping to shock the TSA bureaucrats.
People forget their driver's license. Francisco, do not delude yourself. People forget their driver's licenses all the time. I mean, thousands of people pass through these airports every month. Somebody statistically has forgotten their
That's
ID.
That's a good point.
They
but
are
then
not
you would be telling
shaken
them,
morally by the fact that you don't have one.
Yeah, but
you.
You would be telling them specifically that you aren't showing them the ID, not necessarily that you forgot it, because that would be a lie.
Right, I would say I don't have any ID to show you.
Right. Well, to make any point, now, if you were to say, I am morally opposed to showing you any form of identification, now maybe you'll get something out, maybe somebody will be like, oh, he's nuts. That you'll get that.
I'm not saying you'll get anywhere.
I don't think that
with them.
I don't think you'll even if you do say something as clear as that. I don't think they're ever going to give you a chance. Oh well, why are you morally opposed to showing ID?
No, you're right.
They're not going to ask you. They don't care.
Most of them are pretty dim bulbs.
They're
making
$10 an hour there, working for the government.
I think they're doing better than that.
They make whatever they're making. They're going through the motions. They're bureaucrats. They just don't care.
Oh, I agree with you, Mark. But it's a fun thing to do if you've got the time and you want to experiment with the system.
It gets you through faster.
In some cases, depending on the airport, depending on the setup. But, yes, it can be kind of, enlightening. It can be kind of fun. But to think you're going to change the bureaucrats, no, that's not going to happen. Very unlikely. But nonetheless, you know, there's no reason not to if you want to experiment.
Now, I think Dave from New Hampshire, who was going and holding up the sign saying, you know, the TSA is, I don't know what he was saying, but basically the TSA is a, you know, bloated, stupid government bureaucracy.
Right. So you think basically doing the security edition of the Bill of Rights would be a better protest than just...
I think the security edition is superior.
It's just as useless, in my opinion. I mean,
at the very least, you can say, here, I'll give you my Bill of Rights and my Fourth Amendment. Right. You can at the very least say what it is that you're thinking.
I did that, and it went right over the guy's head. You know, so again, it's the same level of effectiveness.
I disagree.
Very, very low.
At least you have to be clear, because if you're riding without a license and saying I don't have any identification to show you,
you can say you aren't required to show them identification. You aren't,
and then they're going to say yes, you are.
No,
because they're sure that you are.
Well, they're wrong because you aren't. Anyway, Francisco, good luck. Let us know what happens.
Just one quick thing.
Yeah.
What really bothers me is that I'm going to have to go through immigration because I'm leaving the country.
Ooh.
Apparently, they're going to have to give me a piece of paper, and I have to tell them exactly where I will be staying and give them a cell phone number.
Yeah, you may have to show ID to get out of the country because you have to have a passport in the first place. So it's one thing to go from state to state. It's another thing to leave the country.
Right,
Let us know also, especially, it's going to be worse leaving. It's going to be one thing to go. Julia just recently took a trip to Canada driving, and it was no problem getting into Canada. They looked at her and, you know, said, hey, why are you coming to Canada? She told them why. And
Because you're leaving. It's going to be harder for me, especially because I'm Hispanic. I wasn't born... I was born here, but I look Hispanic. So.
Yeah, it's going to be a real tough time coming back. Let us know how it goes, and thanks for the call, and good luck. 800-259-9231.
Ian, he's Hispanic. Okay? All right. Enough said. Okay?
I don't know what that means.
I mean, you know, he's like foreign and stuff.
Right, which means he's going to have an extra tough time getting
back. But, you know... Why do we have those people here?
Oh, stop it.
Isn't it stupid?
Yes, it is. Let's go to Andy in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Andy?
Guys, I've been following this conversation you've had the past couple of days, and I was really excited when I first heard it because, as a libertarian, it's a conversation that I enjoy having. But at the same time, I think you're... kind of engaging in intra-libertarian fratricide that you're not really, that anybody who's not already a libertarian couldn't care less about this conversation.
I would concur with that completely, but as far as intra-libertarian fratricide and that the killing of your brother, it seems to me that when the anarchists, the voluntarists, and the free marketeers come after libertarians, small government people, that they're the ones committing fratricide.
Whatever. Anyway, do you have anything else, Andy?
Yes, I do. Are you going to a break?
Hang on. 800-259-9231. I was done with this conversation on Saturday night. Somebody else brought it up because people, I guess,
it's free talk
talking about it. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured alkaline antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyze Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Show is Free Talk Live. We only have a few moments remaining. Phones are loaded. Not even going to bother giving out the number. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. And join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. But if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier, as have done hundreds of our listeners, for as little as $3 a month. Now, remember, the whole website's free. So you can just enjoy that to your heart's content, and then once you've decided that you've gotten your some sort of money's worth out of this whole Free Talk Live experience, send us $3 a month, because we can take that and pool it together and use it to buy advertising to get the show on more radio stations so more people can hear our esoteric conversations about communism and free marketeerism and minarchism and all these sorts of things. But seriously, though, and amp.freetalklive.com is a great way to support the show. That's amp.freetalklive.com, and to get perks as well. Let's go back to Andy in Arkansas, who started his call by chastising us for talking about these issues, which, by the way, I think we do a pretty good job of relating the making these conversations understandable to a large amount of people. I don't think that, you know, we recap what we're talking about. We talk about it in simple language because I'm a simpleton. I don't study philosophy. I don't read scholarly journals. I went to government school, so If conversation starts getting too confusing to me, I won't let it go on. And so Andy calls in to chastise us a little bit and then continues to make points on the very same topics we've been discussing. So, Andy, what else did you want to say?
Well, I would say that you are doing a good job making it understandable. It's just that your show is supposed to be about promoting liberty. And that's,
no, it's not.
It's not.
My show is supposed to be about letting people call in about whatever they want.
Oh, Andy, okay. Andy, I step in that one all the time, so don't feel bad.
It just happens to be that we're liberty-minded, and so therefore when people call about what they want, we approach things from a pro-liberty perspective. So go ahead.
Well, okay, fair enough. I'm just going to say I don't think that you're failing to make this conversation understandable.
Okay, good.
It's just that it wouldn't be interesting to anybody who's not a libertarian.
I disagree. I think talking about, I think communism and these topics can be interesting to others out there. And initiation of force, it's certainly something that's not talked about on the radio very much. I mean, if somebody wants to go and listen to whoever it is that's on the other station talk about Hillary and John Edwards and Rudy Giuliani and all the other political crap they're used to hearing, and that's fine. They can go and hear that crap. But if they want to hear people talking about ideas and concepts, then they're listening to the right show.
Does help contribute to the foundation of a belief system, perhaps. I found when I was in high school and I was able to get into some of these real deep conversations, just my mind works that way. So we might be grabbing some extra people. I like that.
People are listening to this show because they know it doesn't take long to determine that we're doing something seriously different. So go ahead. Your thoughts.
Well, okay. You, so whether or not that's your stated purpose, your show has been one of the most effective manners of spreading this liberty and informing people. And I was just concerned that I've seen it happen before where libertarians fall to infighting. You know, we've heard people organizing libertarians like herding cats. And I just wanted to say I express my concern that I wouldn't like Free Talk Live to become that, because I love your show very much. I'm going to sign up for the AMP program here in the next week sometime.
Well, thank you for that. And so, I do appreciate your concerns, Andy, and thank you for the call. It's a valid concern. He doesn't want infighting, and nobody wants that crap. That's why I got away from the Libertarian Party, because there was just too much going on I disagreed with, and I didn't want to spend my time disagreeing with people. I wanted to spend my time being an activist. But the reality is, within the Libertarian movement, there are these conflicts, and there are these issues. And we'd be remiss to just pretend they don't exist on this show. They do exist. They exist on the show. It's part of what makes the show so good, my opinion, because, Mark, you don't agree with me on everything. If you agreed with me on everything, it wouldn't be as much fun to do this show.
Well, there wouldn't be any reason for me as a co-host, I can tell you that.
Right.
I mean, why?
But you agree with a lot of things, but there are some key differences between the two of us, and that's important. And of course, then we have the rotating co-host. Gardner is with us tonight on Mondays, and they all they have differing opinions, maybe from the both of us as well. And so it's interesting to have different ideas go at it, and that's okay, because this isn't the libertarian movement. It's just a radio show where we talk about issues and we talk about ideas. And when you do those sorts of things, there will be disagreement, and that's okay, because that's how people get to understand different viewpoints and maybe select the one that sounds best to them.
I think that's one of the great achievements of a program like this, is that you can have varying degrees of disagreement within this framework, but you know that you are solidly together on the agenda of trying to move forward in the state we're in now to try to achieve victories with the philosophy generally of greater freedom.
And I like that.
So that keeps you together. You're dedicated to this cause.
Also, it's important to point out that when it comes to the real world outside of this radio show, when it comes to liberty activism, it doesn't matter if everyone agrees or disagrees. What matters is the direction we're all going in. And everybody that believes in liberty, whether it's small government kind of liberty or real liberty, everybody who believes in less government, less control, we're all moving in that direction. If Mark wants to stop working at a certain point once he gets to his constitutional government and go, eat bonbons and watch TV and play video games all day, that's fine. Gardner and I will keep working towards making government even smaller at that point. I don't think we're getting in each other's way. Even here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project, there are such a wide variety of interests and people that want to, for instance, get active on one issue versus another versus, 10 different issues. They can all go and do what they want to. And the cool thing is, since it's a totally decentralized movement, they don't have to have everyone else in agreement. There doesn't need to be a consensus on which issues we address and which we don't. Somebody wants to go and do a protest, they go and do it. Some people will decide to join them. Some will decide to stay home. It doesn't insult me if 100 people don't show up. If I've got 10, that's great. So I don't think it's an issue at all. At all. I think it just makes for interesting discussion. That's all.
Well, you hit it right on the money. I think that those who are still pretty active within the libertarian circles, you can have personal problems in the great scheme of libertarian activism where somebody in San Francisco disagrees with this person here, or this person here doesn't think that this person is authentic enough with this person here. I mean, there are differences between those who are in the Chicago Monetarist School of Economics and the Austrian School of Economics, and those who are objectivists and those who are Lockean natural rightists and those who are anarchists and minarchists and things like that. But the great thing about it that I've seen in the circles in which I travel is that all of them are aware of those differences. And when those differences come along, as you guys handle these things together on the radio and you welcome me in here, and the listeners seem to recognize it, we all know that even though we might have some disagreement on some things from somebody who is in the Austrian school versus somebody who's in this school or whatever, yeah, the key thing is that we're aware of these things and we've circled the wagons and we are trying to keep the invaders from getting us. And so we're going to continue to fight in all our different fronts. And we're, you know, we let those arguments subside now because they're not particularly relevant unless you want to have sort of a philosophical conversation or get somebody fired up who's just starting to think about these things.
800-259-9231. Let's go to Kenny in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Kenny.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark. Hi, Gardner. How you guys doing?
Good, good. Short on time. What's your point?
I'm sure you guys have been keeping up with the debates recently, but today the Democratic debate was a CNN/YouTube debate, and I was just wondering how you think Ron Paul will fare on Wednesday when the Republicans go up. Seeing as he has such a strong Internet following, do you think that he'll finally be able to shine, or will the mainstream media treat him the same way they've been treating him so far?
I think that YouTube being involved in the debate, I didn't know that they were going to be involved in the Republican debate. I think that them being involved in the debate is only a good thing for Ron, considering the interview that he got from them. But Ron Paul has managed to rise, you know, up into the ranks of. If he's not in the first tier, he's in the tier between first and second. He's managed to make a name for himself, and a lot of people are finding out about him. He's the most searched term on the internet, or most searched term on YouTube, most searched term on.
One thing's for sure, the typical debates have been addressing more of the typical topics of health care and, you know, the war in Iraq and the usual political garb. When it comes to the YouTube debates, maybe we'll see some unusual questions. Maybe we'll have a war on drugs question. Maybe we'll have something else that will be unusual for the Republicans to have to field, in which case Ron Paul absolutely will shine because he can answer any question that comes up without being, playing the politics game and hemming and hawing. He'll answer straight up and honest, and it'll be the answer that people were expecting from him. Thanks for the call. Short on time. Let's continue with Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
David?
David Montana? Going once? Dave's gone. Let's go to Troy in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Troy.
Hey, guys. Last the podcast, Ian, you said that you were sympathetic to a individual who wanted to settle a piece of land, part of a larger parcel of land that was owned by a large landowner that wasn't utilizing it, and you were kind of said you were sympathetic to that, and I just wanted to point out the property can't be homesteaded twice, in my opinion, and the proper way to get that land from that large landowner is to buy it or not to get it.
I agree. I understand. I'm just saying I understood where the guy was coming from.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
And the idea that there's this big plot of land sitting out there, and thanks for the call, this big plot of land, it's not even being used. Somebody comes there and sets something up on it. Do they have a claim on it? If the person hasn't really, if it's been ignored for decades upon decades? It's a good question. Can you homestead forever without continuing to improve? See you tomorrow night.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...